Leslie?
Yes.
I'm on?
You are on. You go, girl.
All right. The PNB at its, I don't know what date meeting, its last special meeting, agreed to reaffirm and implement, to vote on reaffirming and implementing the Pacifica Race and Nationality Guidelines. I'm sure you've all seen the ongoing email that this policy has been, was twice approved by the IPNB, once its guidelines, once its policy, and it's never been implemented. I think this policy is critical to solving the many problems that are rising up around our network regarding race and nationality. Problems that, frankly, are not at the surface here yet, but I'd hate to think they would get here. The race and nationality policy calls for diversity training. It calls for programming. It calls for structural, institutional processes around race and nationality education. Again, this has been approved twice by the PNB. It is simply coming before the PNB again for implementation and reaffirmation. And I would like this body to instruct its PNB directors to support this, as the resolution says, to support the policy and to support only the most minimal changes to this policy necessary to have it implemented in a timely manner.
Okay, so the motion, could you say what the motion is?
The entire motion is, whereas the Interim Pacifica Board approved the Race and Nationality Guidelines on June 23, 2002, and ordered their implementation on September 21, 2003, and whereas the Pacifica Race and Nationality Policy has not been implemented, and whereas at the July 26 PNB meeting, the PNB agreed that at its next regular meeting, the Pacifica Race and Nationality Policy be reaffirmed and implemented, resolved that we charge the KPFK PNB members to support fully this reaffirmation and its immediate implementation, and resolved that we instruct our members to support only the most minimal changes to this policy necessary to have it implemented in a timely manner.
So there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded on the stack. Sherma, David, Ed, Grace, Terry, Alan, Harrison. Anybody else on the stack? Okay, can I close the stack like that? Like everybody speaking and close the stack?
Oh, then I'll make sure.
And then Sonali. Okay.
I support the motion. Given the discussion that has occurred amongst between us, and I think mainly resident of the day, the problem that I see that being raised is a more general problem, not just related to this motion. When there are changes in something that we are bringing forward, how do our PNB members vote? Minimal is subjective. What I would like to suggest is that our four PNB directors have to agree. So that way, I think there's some check and balance.
Is that an
here.
Amendment you're suggesting? Are you making an amendment to the
yes.
motion?
Yes.
So there's an amendment being made to the motion. Now, I'm forgetting my procedure here. Does the maker of the motion have to accept it? Okay, so the amendment needs a second. Is there a second to the amendment? Ed has seconded the amendment. Sherna, please say it again, what the amendment is.
That our members support only the most minimal changes as agreed to by all four of our directors. That's bad wording. But the idea is that it's very difficult. They're accountable to us. If there are changes made at the national level, what constitutes minimal? I trust them if they agree. Otherwise, how do we instruct people if we aren't insisting that the four of them have to agree if there are any changes?
Okay, so there's an amendment being proposed, and there's a second on it. Should we go with the old stack? So let's start a new stack, David.
Yeah, I want to speak again. The point of STV and proportional representation is to represent people with different political views. So you're asking for everybody to agree, which is essentially the right of one person to scotch the ability to move forward. Different people will have different interpretations of what minimal means, assuming we pass it in this form. And I think that the board members, each of which was voted in by a different constituency, not the same constituency, a different constituency, should be able to represent what they think that constituency would want.
Okay, so the substitute motion has been seconded. We're discussing that now. On the staff, we have David, Alan, Harrison, Jan. Anybody else on the stack? Ed? Leslie? We're on the substitute motion. Total of 12 minutes on this.
As I originally raised my hand to ask for a point of clarification, as somebody who worked in a lot of consensus-based organizations, from the way I understand your language, your basis, if there are four PNB reps and there are, you're basically allowing one person to block. So I would speak against it on a different perspective than Wayne David's speaking against it, but it seems to me you're allowing the one person to block, whereas, you know, 3-1 as opposed mm-hmm. to 4-0. Yeah. So I speak against it because, again, it gives disproportionate power to the minority.
Call the question.
The question's been called. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second? All in favor
read,
of...
Restate it, please.
This is just to put the amendment on. Okay. This is just... just to call the question, and then it's just to put the amendment on. So, first, all those in favor of stopping debate and going right to the question, signify by pinking your card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those opposed to stopping debate. 0. All those abstaining. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the question's been called. So now what we're talking about is adding this amendment onto the original motion that Leslie made. Sherma, please read the amendment.
You have the secretary read it so we know we have it down on the record.
I interpret that as a motion to strike. No, not strike anything. Add at the very end of the resolution the words as agreed by the KPFK directors.
Okay, so
essentially the amendment is that they have to agree.
I want to make sure he has it the way Schroeder has it, so we understand it.
Yeah. Alan? Okay, so all in favor of amending Leslie's motion with Schroeder's language about the agreement of all four of the PNB directors, please signify by raising your pink card. 1. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All those abstaining? 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're back to the original motion. Do you want to go back?
I'd like to move to extend debate by 10 minutes.
There's
or 5 minutes before the end of the session.
There's a motion to extend debate. Is there a second?
Second.
The motion is to... Alan,
sorry.
You weren't here in the beginning, but no talking outside of it.
I'm sorry, that's my fault. I asked him a question because I'm unclear. I need a clarification.
Okay, so hold on just a minute. Because there's a motion on the floor to extend debate for 5 minutes. If we don't extend, we're not going to be able to pick up the item. So is there a second to extend the debate? There's a second. All in favor of extending debate, please signify by raising your pink cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All opposed to extend debate. All abstaining. Harris, 1.
We're going to 45 minutes after the hour.
45 minutes after the hour, so let's go back to
the point on the stack. We're going back to the OSAC.
There's a point of clarification.
As I understood, Alan, what you were saying is that it's unfair to have all four have to agree, right?
That was the other one.
Unfair, counterproductive, whatever.
That was your point. That we're not voting on that.
No, I understand that, but that's what I thought we were voting on.
We're done with that. Now we're on Leslie's motion.
But does this point just get washed out?
Completely.
No.
We voted down.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Alan, I'm going to put you in the back of the room.
It's Dave and then Ed.
Okay, Dave and Ed.
Yeah, I'd like to amend it. make an amendment to strike support only the most minimal changes. And the reason for that, we've been having a habit of having ad hoc unelected bodies create policy that then they attempt to make elected bodies be bound by. I don't have any problem with this, and I will support it as it is. But Leslie misspoke. She said the PNB approved it. The PNB did not approve it. The interim PNB, that unelected body that we all love so well, approved the work of an ad hoc working group. I'm not going to suggest any changes to this when we bring it forward, but we have a more diverse Pacific and national board than I believe either that working group, I could be wrong because I don't know the composition, but certainly more diverse than the IPNB was. And if there are other members from other signal areas want to deal with issues on it and propose something, I have no interest in binding them. Moreover, I find it confusing to know what to do if somebody proposes something substantive that's positive, not a minimal change. Am I expected to vote it or not vote it? I don't want to be in that position. So I would like to propose amending this to strike that we instruct our members to support only actually the whole fourth clause. I make it that we instruct our members.
You mean the last clause? The last resolve?
I would like to amend it to substitute resolve that we instruct our members to take action to have this policy implemented in a timely manner.
My second. It's been moved and seconded to amend this. The last resolve to be instruct our members
second.
To take action to have.
I'm just gonna move to amend it by striking the last.
Because
the third one does it anyway.
It's been moved and seconded, so now we have a motion to amend on the floor and a second. Does anybody want to speak to that?
Well, wait. Why do you have a stack and we're not?
I have sort of a new stack.
Well, I should be.
Okay. So now we've got Ed, Leslie, Sonali, Jan,
and I think Leslie.
I'm on the other side. I want to know. Go ahead. I'm after
that. What I want to speak to is that. I would like our representatives to consider it and to come back to it with this kind of thing. The other thing is
are you making a motion with regards to that?
No, I'm basically in favor of what David. I'm speaking for that, but I want to correct him. He said that unelected that people who didn't elect him. In fact, this body elected you, David.
David's not
there. This body did elect you. You were not elected by the people who voted for you or for me. So therefore, it is not the people who are elected electing you. All right, forget about that. I'm in favor of it in general, but I want to have the time to read it.
What you're essentially saying is...
I'm saying that everyone should have the time to read it.
That we haven't had enough time to read it.
You're asking that it be tabled.
I'm on the stack. I would like to take to make a motion to table this entire Leslie's resolution and Dave's amendment. The reason for this is this. I'd like to have time to study it. I don't know about the legality of us doing anything with this. I mean, some of this is inflammatory. It's taking responsibility for the deaths of people. I object to it. I'd like to be able to consider it more. I'd just like to table this so long. So
there's a motion to table this entire item. Is there a second?
Part of
until when?
On procedure.
So aren't we dealing right now in
the next meeting?
When there's a motion to table, I think it takes.
She just made a motion.
Yes, it does. So there's been a motion to table this entire thing to the next meeting. Is there a second?
No second.
No second.
second?
Well, I would second it.
Are you seconding it?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
yes or no seconded? So nobody's seconding
it? I'll second it.
Point of clarification, Turner.
You're right. The motion is under consideration in the second phase. The IPMB resolution on race and nationality issues at Pacifica. The first page, which I assume is what you're referring to, Grace, has nothing to do with it.
I'd like to say this has been distributed to this body for weeks.
Right.
I've been trying to speak and say this for a long time.
I know, but you're next on the
table.
No, if we table it, I'm not.
Well, thank you.
Just hang on, because I don't. No, there's just going to be the middle to table.
Table does not need a second.
No,
let's take the base.
Right. Leslie, Molly, and Jen. You're saying tabling does not take a second?
Correct.
Can you do a quick check on tabling? Let's take a little more discussion on this while we figure out what the procedure is. Leslie, go ahead.
Thank you.
No debate on
no debate, no second.
Distributed, I believe, at the last meeting. It's been distributed by email for weeks, discussed at length with it posted in text format, not as an attachment. On the list for several days now. It's been available to everybody for a very long time.
Let's see, wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Because
I would like to amend Dave's motion.
You can't. There's a motion to table right now. And I just wanted you to say what you needed to say.
That's what I need.
So there's a motion to table. Those who are in favor of tabling this.
Motion to table both Dave's
and the
residents, the whole issue.
The whole thing.
Is that what you meant? Is that what you meant?
Yes, that's what I meant.
We need to be clear what we're talking about.
Grace wants to move to the next.
She has to say until when?
Until the next meeting. She didn't say. She said she wanted to take it on and read it.
Which is when?
Next meeting is September 19th. Now.
September
19th.
Point of information.
When's the IPMB meeting?
Can I learn whether this, the vote that Dave is talking about will occur before our next meeting?
Okay, so the vote that you're talking about occurred before the September 19th LSB meeting?
No, it's not. September 19th is not the next meeting.
When is first Thursday? September.
Oh, first September.
Okay. He's talking about the PNB.
The PNB is meeting August 23rd by teleconference. I have no idea whether this is on the agenda or not. The board, national board meeting is in person is October 1st.
Okay, let's take a vote to table or not.
I'd like to make one clarification.
Yes.
Okay. One of my concerns when I originally read this when it was posted is I am concerned about the legality of setting quotas. Staff.
This is debate.
Okay. All in favor of tabling the whole thing for the next meeting, please signify by raising your
stone
hot
table.
Your hot pink cards.
Stone table.
One, two, three.
That's it.
Three. All opposed to tabling this for the next meeting, please signify by raising your hot pink cards. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. So the motion continues. We are on Dave's motion to amend.
And we have 5 minutes left, so we can either extend or dispose of the motion.
Okay.
I'm going to extend for 10 more minutes.
There's a motion to extend for 10 minutes. Is there a second?
No,
I'd like to speak again. There's a motion and a second to extend by 10 minutes. Go ahead, Sonali, speak to extend.
We've just been pushing the agenda constantly. I really would like to get the old business. I have to leave soon, but we've had this whole business for a really long time.
Yes, we have.
So if people didn't want to table it, we really should try to get it done in 5 minutes.
Okay. So, but the motion on the floor, unfortunately, is for 10 minutes. Would you like to substitute that as a motion?
No.
So you're not going to substitute for 5 minutes.
I'm just urging people voting.
The question's been called. There's seconds.
Second.
Okay. So the questions that we're calling. And if you're in favor of limiting debate to 10 minutes, raise your pink card.
No,
question. Extending, it's for 10 minutes. Please raise your pink card if you're calling the question.
Question. Just on David's motion, right? Maria, what are we voting on?
Stop.
We're voting on Jim's motion.
If you guys would let me answer, it would take far less time. What we're voting on is calling the question.
To
extend for 10 minutes. So if you're in favor of calling the question of extending for 10 minutes, raise your pink card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, all opposed to calling the question.
Zero. All abstaining from calling the question.
One.
Alan, one. Okay. Those in favor of extending debate for 10 minutes, raise your pink card.
Clarification, that's just on David's motion.
No, we are now voting on extending for 10 minutes. Can you guys please let me answer?
Sure.
If you're in favor of extending for 10 minutes, please signify by raising your pink card.
That's right.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. If you're opposed to extending for 10 minutes, raise your pink card. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. It's a tie vote. I vote against. So we're not extending for 10 minutes.
Excuse me, it's required two-thirds, so you're voting now.
Yeah. Sorry, it's right.
Let's go on. Just keep
so we have how many minutes left?
There's time to dispose of it. We have to vote on the amendment.
So we have to vote on the amendment. The amendment that is put forward is to strike the last resolve. It's been put forward by Dave and seconded.
I don't want this motion to fail. I think at this point, if we take a vote on it without discussion,
then move to extend for 5 minutes.
I will move to table again because 5 minutes isn't going to cut it. So I will move, even though it failed the first time, I want to move to table this because if we don't table it, I think it's going to fail and I don't want it to fail.
Not going to fail.
So I want a discussion.
There's a motion to table again.
Is that legal? Can I continue this? You're losing all this time.
And you're helping lose all this time by blurting out.
Point of information. Could somebody please tell us if a motion that was just defeated can be raised again?
I know.
Thank you. Grace, I want you, if you would, to look at my resolution. The wording of the original IPMB motion is below it. And it says, unless prevented by labor laws or other legal restrictions. So anything that is deemed illegal isn't going to be enacted. And that's part of the IPMB motion that's going to be reaffirmed. I would like to amend Dave's motion. If we strike that clause, I would like to add that our PNB reps are required to uphold regularly scheduled diversity training in its full and original scope, that the race and nationality policy must include on-air programming on internal and external issues on a regular basis as originally stated in this document, that it must include local and national coordinators who may or may not be new employees. That may be an assignment made to existing employees.
Leslie, are you adding?
I'm adding an amendment that our PNB reps have to add.
There's an amendment on the floor right now. You can't add anything. You can't add an amendment to an amendment.
She's amending her amendment. She's amending his amendment.
I'm amending his amendment.
Does anybody know if you can amend an amendment? Okay, my apologies. I thought that was out of order.
All right. And finally, that it must include all the original goals as outlined here. So in other words, a bottom line for our PNB reps would be regularly scheduled diversity training, on-air programming as outlined originally, local and national coordinators who may be an existing employee, and all the original goals set out in this document.
So if this, help Maria understand, if she's amending Dave's amendment, do we still strike Dave's language and then insert your language as well? Got it. So she's making a motion to amend the amendment. Is there a second?
Second.
And there's a second.
Call the question.
The question's been called on Leslie's amending the amendment. Is there a second to calling the question?
Yes.
All in favor of calling the question, raise your pink card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All opposed to calling the question. 0, all abstaining. 1, 2, Two. Okay, so now...
all in favor of Leslie.
No, we're calling the question. All in favor of Leslie's amendment to Dave's amendment.
Please
signify.
Read it first. It was two.
Well, can you please summarize?
In summary, our PSD reps will be bound to support the following principles regarding the race and nationality policy. In summary, regularly scheduled diversity training as outlined here, on-air programming on internal and external issues on a regular basis as outlined in this document, a local and national coordinator, which may be an existing employee, and all the original goals outlined in this document. That is their bottom line. Dave has asked repeatedly that he doesn't understand minimal changes.
Don't add
I'll give
to
him
it.
A bottom
Please,
line.
Please, could you stop
not
read it. Clarify it. Okay, all in favor of amending Dave's motion with that, amending Dave's amendment with the language you just read, please signify by raising your card. One, two, three, four. All opposed to amending?
Five.
There were five. Okay, I'm going to recall that. I'm sorry. All in favor of amending Dave's amendment with Leslie? Raise your card. One, two, three, four, five. All opposed, raise your card. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. All abstaining? One. Motion fails. We're taking up Dave's amendment now. All in favor of striking that language from the motion, original motion, it was the last one. Please signify by raising your card. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. All opposed. One, two, three. All abstaining. Four. I'm sorry, four. All abstaining. Zero. That motion passes. Now we go to the original motion. All in favor of passing this motion with the amendment that Dave made, please signify by raising your
hand. Don't
we have debate? Where are we on time? We never called. The question was called.
Okay, call the question.
And it's called again. Is there a second
call? We have to listen to the comments.
Yes, we do.
We'll take it out as soon as those are comments.
Thank you. Thank you for that reminder.
Point of order.
Yes.
When people call the question, they should identify whether they're calling it on just the amendment or on the entire question.
Yes,
they can
you.
Do it either
Please
way.
Do
it
that.
Specified. I'm calling the question on
Is
the
there
entire
a second?
Amendment. The entire resolution, including the amendment.
Is there a second? All in favor of calling the question on the now the original motion, please signify by raising your pink card.
The vote will take place.
The vote will take place after
amendment.
One, two, three, four, five. Harris, were you voting? Okay. Let me do this again. Pick our cards now. Jen's called the question for the original motion.
Actually,
now
point of order, it's not relevant. We're at time, so we either need to dispose of this or we need to extend the debate.
We need to.
If
you guys look, let's just go on this.
The
question's been called. It's been seconded. If you're in favor of limiting debate at this point.
Point of order. It's not germane. It's not relevant. It's not in order. We're at time. So the question has to be debated. Two thirds are not required to close debate. It's
so please signify by raising David. Let people vote on closing debate. Please signify by raising your pink card if you want to close debate. One, two, three, four, five. If you do not want to close debate, please signify by raising your card. One, two, three, four, five, six. Motion fails.
We're at time.
We are at time. Is there a motion to extend debate?
Move the agenda.
Do we need a second on that?
No.
Okay. All right, so we move the agenda, we go...
Point of order?
Yes.
This will be voted on, correct? We have not disclosed to this after we hear the public comment.
Yes.
I have a question, please. When are we scheduling the listener comments?
Right after the next item that we have.
After the next item.
Yes. Okay, so did we get to this established the LSB Community Task Force last time? Somebody who was there for the whole thing?
What?
Number six. Okay, so this is where we are, right?
Where?
Establish an LSB community task force on town hall meetings.
That's where we're at.
That's where we're at. Would you guys like to take this up now or table it? Israel?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Brought up. Don asked for people want to volunteer. I know I volunteer.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know any action was taken.
And that's okay. The last that I heard about.
Okay, do so you volunteer? Is there anybody else to volunteer?
Yeah, I think this item has been dealt with.
Yes, this item was dealt with. Great, so we're going to go to public comment for 15 minutes. Your chair needs to go to the bathroom really badly.
When do we go?
Your assessment. Right after public comment. Don't we have to go to the votes first before we go all the business?
Yes. Yes. Can you recess us for 5 minutes?
Yeah, we can. We're supposed to recess anyway. Is there any objection to recessing for 5 minutes?
Fine.
Good.
5 minutes, and we will reconvene at 14:56.
Second.
I don't think we need a motion on this.
Okay. I was told that I violated policy. I mean, there's several things that I was told that are not true, and I'm just bringing that up to you. I was told that I violated policy in terms of making those CDs available in a local bookstore. There is no Pacifica policy on selling CDs. There is no policy whatsoever. That was another thing I was told by management, which was untrue. I've come to the conclusion that management is simply there to try to sabotage this program. They've told me so many dishonest things that it's unbelievable that this management is still functioning. And lastly, there is a due process policy. I came before this board in your first meeting, and I was told that it was going to be handled. It has not been handled. No corporation or company in America operates like that. I think it's been a year or more. I want to be afforded the due process policy.
To clarify
anything that anyone, any questions, because all these so-called violations that I was supposed to make are nebulous, baseless, and I can prove it. I don't say anything that I can't prove. And I can show that this management has been the most deceitful management I have ever had to deal with in over 20 years of my involvement with the station. I cannot believe the things that have been said. I was listening to Eva last Friday on when she was speaking to the public, and a caller called in asking about the station, the special, and she said it had nothing to do with content. Again, I was told that they objected to Dr. Frances Cress Welsing being homophobic in her speech, which I gave them the clips. I gave it to Armando. I gave it to Eva. They have not responded, not one time, because I can prove there was no homophobic statement. Those in the alternative community may not agree with her theoretical position.
Doctor, I really don't want to interrupt you because I know the board wants to hear what you have to say. Is it possible to extend this part into the next public comment period as well? Because we wanted to limit what we're going to vote on now, but we're going to have another public comment period.
Okay, I cannot state.
The motion to reconsider on the thing we just voted in committees would be in order, so it is in that sense relevant.
It is in that sense relevant.
And in all fairness to you, I'm sorry, but I fail to see why we're giving this person more time than Bella asked for more time because she felt just as strongly about her position.
It seemed to be the will of the board.
It's absolutely unfair.
I was sort of checking the will of the board, and it seemed like the board wanted to
hear. What about fairness to listen?
You're right. Point made. Can we postpone and let you come back after the second comment period? Can you summarize really quick?
He said he had to leave.
Because my son and grandchildren are in town, and that's my priority over everything. So I just wanted to say I want to be afforded the policy that's been in place for over a year. I don't know why I have not been able to participate or be given an opportunity to participate in that policy. It's written. It was passed by everybody. So I just want to know why I'm not allowed to be afforded that due process policy.
Thank you.
Yes,
very well said. Okay, can we get Steve Shannon?
I'm
going to
pass until the next one.
Okay, Tom Camarella. Long time no see.
Yeah. Number one, I wish that management had always been fair and truthful. Dan Coughlin has, to my conversation, not been found that, so don't be surprised. That's number one. Number two is, in meetings for 2 years prior to today, people had been saying, we want a program council, we want a program council, we want a program council. They put one together, they voted on it, and we're trying to do business, but we're not able to because things are not being taken care of voting at the station. And I think that's atrocious. In other words, you're doing not what the listener sponsors have precisely asked you to do. So that's a real, real problem. Okay? The last thing is that policies and procedures are extremely important, folks, because they denote fairness and opportunities. Notice an opportunity. We have not done that at KPFK, and we've not done it at the National. Both places said, we're going to put policies and procedures in place, and guess what? Bupkis. Almost Bupkis. And that's what this gentleman is asking for. He's saying, what are the rules? What happens? And he can't get it done. Even when we do have a few of them in, nobody watches them. Nobody looks at them. That's exactly what the old board did before. We had stuff in place, and they said, screw you. All right, I don't want that to happen anymore. Put the policies and procedures in place. That's for fairness.
Okay, would you add me to the list, please, Bonnie?
I'm sorry?
Would you add me to the list to sign
up? Go ahead, you're up, Rafael. Your turn.
Okay, I'm excited.
Is there anybody else who wants to speak?
So much to say, so little time. First of all, with respect to Dave's motion that allows the committees to vote on anything they want to, that's a carte blanche, for example, with respect to the Program Oversight Committee and all the wrangling we've had about how to structure that and how to define and delimit who has what powers. That just wipes that out and lets that committee do whatever it wants to. I think it's wrong. I think it's counterproductive. Now, with respect to the race and nationality policy, I want you to consider again what you just did. If we're talking about motions for reconsideration, Leslie Radford put forward a motion, an amendment to today's motion, saying that you should uphold diversity training. You rejected that. Okay? She put forward a motion that said you should uphold required programming on the air with respect to issues that pertain to race and nationality. And you rejected that. She put forward an amendment to the motion that said you should support the establishment of national and local coordinators to coordinate the race and nationality policy, and you rejected that. And she put forward that you should uphold the goals of the race and nationality policy, and you rejected that. And that, my friends, is racist. And I'm livid about it. I sit here and watch a board where almost all of our people of color are absent. You don't take the issue that's before you seriously. You take the minimal, the bare minimum issues about the heart of what that policy is, and you say, no, you don't have to uphold that. You are free to gut it.
Thank you,
Raphael. Thank you, Wilson. Gordon? Okay, I'm sorry, I was one person who wanted to speak.
Hi there.
All right. I think that this board should reconsider Leslie's amendment to the whole anti-racism training and stuff that you guys voted down. Because, you know, this is KPFK Community Radio. And also Mr. Kwaku Kirsten Lin. This guy is educating masses of people. And right. You know what? White people need to hear this stuff too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because this whole thing about racism, white supremacy, it's upheld with deception. And with deception, you could sway perception.
Right.
And then you just keep this racism, white supremacy going. And some of you white people are victims of racism, white supremacy too, and you don't even know it. Because it's just ingrained in you that you guys run the show. You guys decide what non-white people need. You guys decide what we need to help us. You guys decide what's good for us.
Right.
It started 500 years ago and it's still going on. And I'm surprised that it goes on among you people.
5 minutes.
Anybody else want to speak?
I just ask a question.
Yes, go ahead.
I attended the last two meetings of the LSB. I talked with somebody from the audience, and the interpretation that I got was that the LSB has just rejected some of the 4 points Rafael raised. But I also spoke with a member of the LSB who said that is not what just happened. Interpretation of history is very, very critical. Will I be given a privilege by the board to explain to me what has just happened, so that we can take our positions on that issue?
What I'd like to do is somebody to very quickly recap, Jay, can you do it, and then we go on to the meeting.
There was a motion to support the race and nationality guidelines and ask the PMB directors to put that forth. It asked that we instruct them to support only the most minimal changes. We struck that. There was an amendment that I made to strike that. Leslie made an amendment basically restating the issues in that and saying you have to support all of these things. And I took it that it says part three is still there. It says to support fully this recommendation. So we voted no on that amendment. We voted to strike the fourth and to support the policy as it's been put forth.
Thank you, Dave.
Fully support.
Okay. Yes, sir. No. Thank you very much, Dave Adelson, for that.
The four issues they rejected.
Why not let Leslie define what's
yeah, no shit.
In her
office.
Thank you. You very quickly can ask you why.
Yes, I will, and yes, I'll try. What just happened here, in my understanding, is that this board is considering allowing our directors carte blanche with the race and nationality guidelines. They've struck any support for minimal changes, and they have struck any basic proposals that they're bound to stand by, so that, in fact, they have carte blanche to change up the race and nationality guidelines that we've been trying to get implemented for 2 years in any way that they see fit, and I don't find that a useful proposal.
I would just like to say that the board disagrees on this, and I'd like to not just go into it right now. I'd like to go ahead and take the vote, because that's where we are. And
don't we have another listener or two?
I think there were nobody else who wanted to speak. So we're done.
Yes, I thought we decided to ask 2 years for some comment after listener comment for a vote. That's what we decided.
I did remember that.
We had two.
Sonali, can you make it very fast?
Yeah. Give them 60 seconds.
Less than that. I mean, I just want to say the part of Leslie's motion that did remain was resolved that we charge the KPFK PNB members to support fully this reaffirmation and its immediate implementation. So that's it.
Thank you. Jan, must you?
Yes.
Okay.
No,
thank you.
I think it's very important to understand what my reasoning for not supporting Leslie's amendment, and that is that even though our PNB members may all go there and totally support this 100%. If somebody else from New York goes in and says, I want to strike all of the implementation portions of the resolution, and our people all vote against that, absolutely in spirit of what we're instructing them to do, if somebody yanks that all out and leaves it with all of the good thoughts but none of the implementation things, the way I interpret Leslie's resolution would be, let me finish my sentence, would be that they would have to vote against the race and nationality policy because the important part had been taken out, and I don't want to have them vote against it even if it keeps, you know, because they don't have any control over what it's going to look like at the end.
Thank you, Jan. Okay, we're going to move on to the votes. I think there are two things we have to vote on, the structure committee motion and Leslie's motion. So let's start with the structure committee motion. There's no more discussion on this, just voting. Dave, would you please restate the motion? Or Tarek, Ed, Tarek.
resolved that LSD committees are authorized to bring forward resolutions on issues that they consider fall within their scope.
Okay.
Any issues.
Any issues.
That's not how I wrote it.
Okay, fine. Leave it
there. Okay, all in favor of that motion that Terry just read, please signify by raising the hot hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed to that motion, please signify by raising hot hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. All abstaining, please raise your pink card. 0. That motion passes. And the next motion is Leslie's motion on the PNB minus the number 4. Terry, would you read that, please?
There's no discussion.
Right.
Whereas the Interim Civica Board approved the race and nationality guidelines on June 23, 2002, and ordered their implementation on September 21, 2003, and whereas the Pacifica race and nationality policy has not been implemented, and whereas at the July 26th PNB meeting, the PNB agreed that it, at its next regular meeting, the Pacifica race and nationality policy be reaffirmed and implemented, resolved that we charge the KPFK PNB members to fully support this reaffirmation and its immediate implementation.
Thank you, Terry. All in favor of Leslie Radford's motion, just read by Terry Goodman, signify by raising your
hand.
That
should be a roll call vote.
Roll call vote. Go for it, Terry. Harrison Wild, yes. Leslie Radford. Like to pass to the end. Pass. Jane. Jane, yes. Allen. Jane, yes.
Turner Gluck.
Yes.
Pass to the end.
Allen, pass. Terry, no. Grace, Aaron.
Okay.
Grace abstained.
Pass.
Mavis passed. Israel Foye.
Abstained.
Israel abstained. Jim DiGenio.
Aye.
Jim, aye. Ed Pearl. Abstained. Benoit Kohatcher.
Aye.
Aye. Dave Ailton.
Yes.
Dave, aye. Leslie Radford.
Leslie. I'm thinking.
But yeah, motion, come on.
Think that way.
Well, let's go to the next person who waited. Pass.
Alan Minsky.
No, no, wait.
I don't know if you can pass twice. I don't know if you can pass once. You passed.
You passed.
Yeah, but I'm waiting on Leslie.
Come on, Leslie, come on.
No.
Leslie votes no.
Leslie votes no. Alan.
Aye.
Alan votes yes. Madeline.
Yes.
Alan votes yes. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six yes. 1 no, 6 abstains.
Motion passes, I believe.
Yeah.
Motion passes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 6-0.
Matt, motion passes. Right, great.
Six.
Old business.
6-1.
We are getting to old business. We are up to.
I don't know what you call this. Whatever. At some point, we need a discussion that was raised by at least one listener. I amended Leslie's original because I have grave concern about our history and our reps not being accountable to the board that elected them.
I think
that would be
new
business. Finish 1 minute. This is a very serious issue, and it needs to be discussed
before the next PNB meeting. We have a history of having a rep who was not accountable to the people that he was supposed to be representing. And this is not a matter of people deciding individually what they want to do. They are accountable to those of us who elected them.
Right.
And this is a critical discussion.
Right.
It can't go on this agenda right
now.
Well,
I'm not asking it to.
Thank you for
bringing it
up.
But it was raised by a listener, and I want to go on record that it needs to get addressed.
The position of the chair should take it into account seriously and put it on the agenda.
It can't without two votes.
So now we're going to move on to old business. So we are starting with item A. In number 8, which is Sonali Kohatkar, a motion you made a long time ago, staff delegate communication, could you state your motion for the record?
Wait, are we really here?
Yes.
Someone,
Sonali, quit wasting our time. Read your motion.
The resolution is on establishing communication between staff, electorate, and delegates, whereas the staff delegates to the local station board have been elected by a defined constituency of paid and unpaid staff as per Pacifica's bylaws, whereas listener members have access to their delegates through the airwaves, for example, during the election, but staff members do not. Whereas a means of communication with this defined constituency would enable staff delegates to receive feedback on issues of concern, agenda items from voters, as well as inform voters of LSB motions and votes. Whereas an email list of staff voters is already available and easily accessible through the station staff, therefore, be it resolved that an internet listserv comprising eligible staff voters be created for staff delegates by blind invitation in order to enable communication between delegates and their constituents. Such a list would not be controlled or moderated by any of the staff delegates or members and would be accessible for subscription to anyone who fits eligibility criteria for staff under the Pacifica bylaws.
There's a motion on the table. I'll second.
Just do people have copies if you have copies?
There's a motion and a second. Let's open discussion.
I can explain. Yes, go ahead, Sonali. That basically means that when the email is sent out inviting them to whoever sends out an email, probably somebody from the staff, someone who actually has a list. Those email addresses will not be in the header. They will be blind copies so that people won't know and won't be able to manipulate the list for their own purposes. Okay? So blind invitation. I won't know whether, who the 300 people are, but I will be able to communicate with them. Yes.
Okay, Harrison?
So the people who do not wish to be, I think I have two questions. So I'm right that the people who decline to participate will not get any information. It's also clear that the people that you address can address you.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, it's clear to me. That's all
that's okay. The other question I have is whether the staff are able to post to each other on the same list.
It would work like any listserv would. So if a staff representative, a voter wanted to pose a question to the whole list, they could do that. And if a staff delegate wanted to answer that question to the whole list, they could do that. Right?
Okay.
They could always answer offline if they wanted.
Okay.
It just works like another listserv.
Why is it delegate and not members?
No, staff, meaning our representatives here on the board. That's who delegates are. The six staff are.
Any further discussion?
Has the motion been seconded?
Yes.
Nope. Say no further discussion. I'd like to...
Wait a minute. We have to have listener comment on this before we can vote.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Thank you. Okay, so the last one on the staff, and then we're going to go to the next slide.
I'd like to go back to the idea that this is a fine idea and it should be extended to the listener reps as well. I would like to have an amendment that the same policy be implemented for the listener representatives.
I believe it exists already, Harrison.
What?
I don't understand what you mean.
A listener.
No?
Well, there's been no notification to the listeners that they can participate in the communication listserv with their representative.
Okay, so there's an amendment being proposed. Is there a second? No second. Okay, the amendment failed.
Wait a minute. I thought, shouldn't somebody go ahead and repeat what he just said, you or Terry, so we can vote on it? You know how far away I am from him? I didn't hear what he said. Okay.
We couldn't hear Harrison, over here.
Harrison put forward an amendment. She called the vote. Half the people didn't hear it.
No, I
so nobody. Okay.
Because
right. I didn't hear what he said.
Stop. Order.
How can I second if I don't hear him?
God,
well, God, all right, okay,
This agenda item last, to get to the very end, last 55 minutes, which would take us to 4:20, and we have to have at least 15 more minutes of public comment. So I'd like to move that we reduce the amount of time to finish old business so that we complete it by 4:05, allowing time for public comment and then the vote.
Is there a second?
Because we have to be out here at 4:30, right?
Yes, we have to be out here.
So that this agenda item goes to 4:05.
Is there any opposition to reducing the time to 4:05? Seeing none, let's vote to reduce the time. All those in favor of reducing the time to 4:05.
Actually, I would like to change that to 4. I would like to change that to 4 because we might have a lot of. Okay, 4:05.
4:05. Please signify by raising your pink card, vote on your own motion, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed to reducing to 4:05. 1, 2. Any abstentions? 1, 2. Okay, so we're at 4:05 on this item. Thank you, Dave. I always applaud for reducing that time. Okay, so now we have an amendment on the table and a second, and Sherna's got her hand up for discussion. And so does Jan.
What Harrison is asking for by amending Sonali's is not feasible. I understand the intent, and I think we all support the intent. It would require setting up emails for all the listener sponsors who would be BCC'd if it's following the model that Sonali is requesting. So I believe that it needs to be brought up as a separate plan, which is different.
Any other comments? I think I saw somebody. Jan.
I think it's that Harrison's idea is something that definitely should be considered. I think it's a nice idea for listeners to be able to address us, but I think the format would need to be different. And therefore, I move to separate the questions, to divide the questions. One.
We haven't even voted to pass them.
Okay, but I'm just saying, if
voting is going to happen.
Okay.
Okay, all right, good. David?
I'd like to move to refer Harrison's concept to the Structure Committee for Development.
Second.
Why
don't we, I think we should vote on it whether or not they pass it first.
No, I'm asking that.
No, it doesn't belong to the Structure Committee. Should be addressing both. Okay, so we don't have to then vote on. Okay, so there's now a motion to refer it to committee. Is there a second?
I did.
You seconded?
I did.
Okay. Any discussion about the referral?
I call the question.
Question's been called. Is there a second? Called, seconded. All in favor of calling the question, please signify by raising pink card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All opposed to calling the question. 1, 2, 3. All abstaining. 1, 2. So that means we go right to referring it to committee.
All in favor to referring Harrison's motion to structure committee, signify by raising your card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed? 1, 2, all abstaining. 1, Harrison's on that committee. okay, so that goes to committee. Now we're back to Sonali's original motion on its own, naked as could be, naked as a jaybird.